Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
The New World Report. I'm John Batchelor with my colleagues, Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil, Joseph Umar, executive director of Secure Free Society. Joseph telling us that Bolivia is troublemaking in Peru for selfish reasons, yes, geopolitical reasons, but this is beyond geopolitics. This is very much the story of bad actors, malign actors in the world of Europe, in the European war, now entering into American affairs in a bold fashion. Jerusalem Post. Iranian Defense Minister Mohammad Reza Ashtiani has signed a memorandum of understanding with his Bolivian counterpart. Tehran earlier said it could meet Bolivia's, quote, demands for defense equipment and advanced technologies to help it counter threats. Joseph, I come to you immediately because we've not talked of Bolivia for some time, but this is a country that is very much troubled between the center in La Paz and, I believe, the southern province where the governor was jailed some time ago. But now we have Iran showing up. Did you expect this, Joseph?
No, this is very much expected, John. Iran has had a very successful project inside Bolivia. I'd argue it's probably one of the most successful in all of Latin America. Most people, when they think about Iran and Latin America, they'll point to Venezuela. And there's a lot to point at because of the warships, the planes, the high-level bilateral cooperation between the two governments, the recent visit of the president from Iran, Raisi. But Venezuela and Iran have a relationship that goes even before the Islamic Republic, goes to the founding of OPEC. Iran's relation with Bolivia is essentially of the 21st century. It began in 2007 and it's increased incrementally up until today. I think this is also part of an established defense relationship that already exists between Bolivia and Iran. It wasn't formalized. It's something that had certain areas of cooperation. It was always mentioned since they had their beginning of Bolivia-Iran relations. But it's something that they're formalizing now through this defense agreement that's in the works. The second point, John, is that we don't know a lot about this defense memorandum of understanding that's being signed between Iran and Bolivia. But of the few things that have been reported on in the Bolivian press is that they're going to be using military technology from Iran to help Bolivia control its borders. Now, that's very concerning for me because what we just talked about in the segment prior is the big conflict that's happening along the border of Bolivia and Peru. And we know that Bolivia, there's been actors in Bolivia, both state actors, actors, and some vice ministers even, and non-state actors, including former President Evo Morales, that have been antagonizing that conflict inside the southern part of Peru to essentially instrumentalize the southern indigenous separatist movements to go against the government inside that country. So the military support or military technological support that could come from Iran is very concerning that it could provide more weapons, so to speak, to be able to further that conflict along the border. Iran's a specialist at this. They do it along their own borders. They've exported these weapon systems to Syria, to Hezbollah, to Russia on the Ukraine border, and also now to Venezuela, and it looks like it could happen to Bolivia as well. So I think those are the big takeaways from this. But I think the most important lesson is that Bolivia is becoming, if not already become, a proxy state of Iran. And China and Russia are definitely in the mix as well. But I would argue that Iran has had more inroads into the Bolivian government over the last more than 10 years than any of the other external actors as it stands.
What weapon systems is the immediate question. The only one that I can see that Iran is boasting about is drones. Is that what you're expecting along the border?
That is the one that's the main. It's not the only one, but that is the main one that we'll be looking at. There's radar systems as well. There's also a fast attack craft, which wouldn't be too relevant in Bolivia since they don't have access to the ocean. But the drones are the main weapon system that Iran's been exporting globally. And what they've done in Venezuela is they built industriously a drone program from the ground up inside Venezuela. So it actually would look like Venezuelan drones being exported to Bolivia, when in reality, they're Iranian drones. I mean, the Venezuela version is called the Arpia class of drones, but that's an exact replicate of the Mahar class of drones that are in Iran. And the Mahar 6, which is the weaponized drone, because it's not doesn't have a camera as a payload, much less it has a precision guided missile. That's the one that's in Venezuela and is operational today. And so, check this, John. Venezuela is the first country in Latin America, the first military in Latin America to have an armed drone program. Not Brazil, not Mexico, not these big countries and these big militaries, it's Venezuela. And now it could be Bolivia is the second country if those weapon systems are then exported to Bolivia under this agreement.
Ernesto, I come to you immediately. Iran, is this defense minister welcome in Brasilia? I remember Iran sending warships, I believe, spent some time at a Brazilian port. Is Lula da Silva welcome armed drones, surveillance drones to his country?
Well, John, I think Lula will certainly welcome defense cooperation with Iran. Probably it's already happening under the radar. All the signs point in that direction. Much more cooperation with China, for example. Now there is speculation that China can open some sort of military base in Brazil. I just read that. It wouldn't surprise me. So Russia has always been a partner and also an intelligence presence in Brazil. I think there's lots of Russian penetration in key areas in Brazil. So that's the reality. I mean, the world is seeing Brazil from the point of view of, okay, Lula is doing some politically correct discourse on the Amazon and on guns for people who don't like guns. Okay, but what's really happening is Brazil also joining some sort of military and defense alliance with all those bad actors. So And this goes unnoticed for the international opinion.
And Joseph, drones, all of a sudden I'm taking this in a new fashion. Armed drones in the Americas, those would easily fall into the hands of the narco-terrorists as well, correct? This doesn't stay, what happens in Bolivia doesn't stay in Bolivia.
No, that's absolutely the case, John. And probably that's probably one of the biggest concerns that these weapon systems could turn up in the hands of transnational criminal organizations. In the case of Venezuela, we are well known and well documented of all the narco-terrorist gangs that exist and have safe haven inside that country, most notably the ELN and the dissidents of the FARC. But even the Mexican cartels are operating inside Venezuela. And that now extends to Bolivia. In Bolivia, you have other gangs. You have the Peruvian narco-traffickers. You have the Mexican cartels as well. You have the PCC from Brazil that's operating very heavily inside Bolivia. And all these narco-terrorist elements can get access to these weapon systems, not just because of the corruption that exists inside these countries, but because the governments of these countries work in conjunction with the transnational crime. So that's the real concern here, John, is that they're going to be able to, and they'll say it's an accident. They'll say that it's not on purpose. They'll say that, you know, if weapon systems, armed drones come into the hands of these drug cartels, they'll say that that wasn't done on purpose. But let's be honest, these regimes are not the I don't want to say that this is the majority of the regimes in Latin America. These two regimes, the one in La Paz and the one in Caracas, has a proven track record of working with transnational organized crime. So I don't think it would be an accident. I think it would be on purpose and by design to give them weapon systems, military weapon systems, to the drug cartels.
Joseph Umar, Ernesto Araujo, New World Report. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.